Good Monday night to you as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Hastings College Broncos in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's college basketball action. The Dort College Defenders and Hastings College Broncos getting set to do battle from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College in Hastings, Nebraska. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest with a 10 and 14 overall mark, 5-11 in the conference, while Hastings is 15-8 overall and 8-7 in the Great Plains. The Dort College Defenders were scheduled to play Hastings this past Saturday afternoon, but due to a snowstorm in central Nebraska, the Dort College Defenders unable to make the road trip into Hastings, and judging by the boatload of snow that's out in the parking lot here at Hastings College, it was probably a wise move that the Dort College Defenders didn't attempt to sled their way to Hastings on Saturday morning or try to get home on Saturday evening. As it is, it makes for a busy week, though, this week, as the Dort College Defenders will be playing three games this week, as will Hastings. Dort College on the road this evening, on the road to Mitchell, South Dakota on Wednesday, and they'll be back at home in the friendly confines of the DeWitt Gymnasium for the final home game of the regular season on Saturday afternoon when they host the Concordia Bulldogs. Let's take a moment now to visit with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach, as the Dort College Defenders prepare to take on Hastings' team. And the first item of business we talked about was the fact that if this team wants to make the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament, they have to get at least one win against Dakota Wesleyan and some help, or they can take care of things with some wins on their own, either getting two or three wins this week.
To win probably two of four or three of four, and so we want to play well and finish well and make the tournament, and then just be able to make a run in the tournament. But you got to get there first, and you know, you still have to take every game one at a time. And you know, the weekend of rest was probably at a great time for our team, and just you know, to be home for a weekend where they could you know, just have a shoot around on Saturday and then be ready to go Monday, for our team at this point in the season was probably a good thing, but yet coming to Hastings is going to be it's no small task.
Hastings College, a team that seems to have it all. They've got some guards, they've got some wing players who are pretty athletic, and they've got some post players. A team like this, you look at and you say, how do they end up where they are in the conference? That probably speaks to the strength of the conference, but Hastings is a very good ball club.
They're a very, very good team, and they do have everything you'd like to see in a team, and they've got the quickness and good guards that can shoot it. You know, their shooting percentages are very high from three, and they play outstanding defense. But then they're led by Alicia Statler, their post player, who's returning all-conference player. Just she's a load inside, and she's just a very, very good offensively and defensively. You know, she had five block shots when we played in Sioux Center, and it doesn't make sense probably that a team that's this talented and deep and experienced would be, you know, in the middle of the conference. But yet, if you look at our conference, then you can understand that they are fifth in the conference right now, and the four teams above them are all very, very good teams as well.
If I remember correctly, Hastings, you were right there with them through a half, and then they kind of wore on you in the second half, really pounded it inside when you played them back in early January in Sioux Center.
Yeah, I didn't think we played particularly well, Mike. You know, they really did pound it inside, and they also got out in transition. And you know, they were able to beat us pretty easily on our home floor, and so, you know, that's a concern. And we think and we know we've improved. You know, we'll see what kind of a game it turns out to be tonight, but we want it to be a different game in terms of, you know, how they can get the ball inside easily into center. I mean, we don't want that to happen again tonight, or it will be a long night for us.
How do you prevent them from getting the ball inside? Because Statler, once she gets positioned down low, it's going to be a handful. How do you prevent that?
Yeah, you know, the old basketball adage, when she gets it, it's over, and that's pretty true for her. So we're going to do some different things in terms of pressuring the passer a little different, switching some screens a little different, mixing up our defense somewhat, and playing some zone. So, you know, we definitely can't have what happened last time. You know, we're not satisfied with that. And so, you know, we're going to throw some different things at them in the full court, the half court, and different defenses. But also doing what we do to cover the middle of the floor a little bit differently. So a lot of changes, hopefully a different result.
We've talked at length about Hastings, your ball club on offense. So what do you take away from that first game in January where you didn't feel like you played particularly well? Is there anything you take away from that, either positive or negative offensively?
Well, on the offensive end, we need to have better ball movement, and we need more inside touches. And you know, we settled for some shots that we need better shots than that. And also, you know, they were able to tip balls and poke balls away in their zone, and that led them to getting out in transition and getting easy baskets. And they have guards that are really, really fast and athletic, quick. That, you know, if you let them go 2-on-1, it's going to be a disaster for your team. So, you know, that's some, you know, we'll have to take great care of the ball and be strong with the ball.
It's Coach Craig Steensma talking about his team. Let's take a closer look then at the Hastings College Broncos. They are averaging 64.3 points per game. They allow 60.3 points per contest. The Broncos are converting 41.5% of their field goals. They allow opponents to make 38.6% of their shots. Hastings also out-rebounds teams 36.7 to 35.3. Alicia Stadler has a 14.7 points per game average, and she makes 56.3% of her field goal attempts. She leads the team in rebounding with a 9.0 average. Tanisha Urig and Brittany Wong score at paces of 8.1 and 8.0 respectively. Wong has a team-high 51 assists in 23 games played. Cammy Bruckman at 5.1, Kaylee Rages at 4.9, Frankie Peterson 4.9, Laurel Zwiener 4.4, Courtney Spahn 4.4, and Sophia McDermott 4.2 all have played in all 23 games and are within a point of each other in per-game average. Urig tops the team in steals with 36. Statler has 46 blocked shots. The Defender women come in averaging 63.6 points per game and allow 64 points per outing. The Defenders out-rebound teams 36.8 to 34.7, but have committed 552 turnovers to 482 for opponents. Dort College has outshot teams at the free throw line where they make 338 of 471. Opponents are 285 of 403. The Defenders make 41.5% of their field goals and opponents make 39.6. Kara Van Dyke leads the team with 10.9 points per game, and she grabs 6.5 rebounds. Brianna Sprock knocks down 9.9 points per game and gets 5.6 rebounds. Jamie Cook has an 8.0 points per game average to go with 4.2 rebounds. Elise Marish has lifted her scoring average to 7.5, while Kayla Gasink is averaging 6.4 points per game. Danelle Bone and Jessica Jelsma each average 6.1 points per game. The Hastings women lead this series 15-3, beat Dort College on January 4, 75-48. It was 42-28 at halftime. The Defenders were held to 20 points in the second half and converted 30.2% of their shots in the contest. Hastings made nearly 50% of their shots, 28-58. They were led by Alicia Stadler at 20 points and 13 rebounds. Jamie Cook had 11 points for the Defenders in the loss. The Defenders lead the men's series, and we'll talk about that as we get into the men's half of our broadcast at about 8 o'clock. Last time out, after an early lead on Wednesday night over Northwestern, the Defender women lost an 87-62 decision at the DeWitt. Dort College was down 55-36 at halftime, couldn't put a run together to get back in the game in the second half. Elise Marish and Kayla Brookhuis each had 12 points in the loss. Hastings women were 76-58 winners over Midland on Wednesday. They pulled away from a 38-38 halftime tie to secure the win. Brittany Wong and Frankie Peterson each had 12 points for the Broncos as they made 27 of 52 shots and held a 35-30 rebounding advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's pause now for our national anthem.
Thank you.
listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. And we don't have them officially up on the board yet, but we'll get to those in just a moment. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start. Number 5, Caleb Urquhart, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 5.5 points per game. Donnell Bowen is a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 6.1 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.9 points per game. Brianna Sprock is a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 9.9 points per game. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 8 points per game. Kayla Gasink is not in the starting lineup this evening. She has a bad ankle, and she will not be starting this evening. We will see if we see her in action this evening through the course of tonight's basketball game. She is in uniform. For the Hastings College Broncos, they will start number 10. Cammie Brockman, a 5'9 sophomore from Roseland, Nebraska, averaging 5.1 points per game. Number 13 is Brittany Wong, a 5'3 junior from Carmichael, California, averaging 8.1 points per game. Tanisha Yurig is a 5'5 sophomore from Sydney, Nebraska, averaging 8.1 points per game. Number 32 is Kaylee Ragath, a 5'11 sophomore from Kimball, Nebraska, averaging 4.9 points per game. And Alicia Statler rounds out the starting lineup for the Hastings College Broncos. She's a 6'1 senior from St. Liberty, Nebraska, averaging 14.7 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelen Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. We are set for basketball. The Dort College Defenders to jump it up. Brianna Sprock against Alicia Statler, and the Hastings College Broncos control the opening tap. Pass goes right side over to Yurig. Yurig with it on the right wing. She comes out front to Bruckman. Bruckman with the basketball. Gives it up left wing over to Ragath. Ragath puts it on the floor against Van Dyke. Picks up her dribble. Looks for someone to pass to. Gives it away out front to Statler. Statler goes left side over to Wong. Wong with the basketball. Wong with it out front, gives it up left side back over to Ragath. Ragath down low intended for Statler, and they threw it away. Dort College gets the basketball back. 0-0 our score just underway from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings showing a 2-2-1 three-quarter court pressure defense to start. Pass comes over to Sprock near midcourt, back over to Bone. She reverses it back left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Her jumper from 10, no good on the baseline. Rebound taken away by Bruckman. Bruckman with the basketball. Comes back over to Wong. Wong with it out front. Now Statler. Statler right wing while out on the floor. She passes right side over to Yurig. Yurig well beyond the three-point line as well. Ragath at the point. Picks up her dribble. Hounded there by Van Dyke. She goes right side back over to Yurig. Yurig on the right wing to the free throw line. Penetrates. Kicks it back outside. Gets the return pass now on the left wing. She's guarded by Bone. She forces it down low for Bruckman. Bruckman leans her way in. Tries to find Wong. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Statler at the free throw line. Throws up the desperation shot. And it fails to draw iron, and the Dort College Defenders get the basketball back on the shot clock violation. That's the buzzer you just heard in the background. Dort College basketball, now it's a 1-2-2 zone defense applied by Hastings College. They'll wait for Dort College at midcourt, second different three-quarter court defense that we've seen Hastings in already this evening. Comes out front, left side, Cook. Cook on the wing, reversal, right side over to Bone. Bone down to the baseline, gives it to Sprock, threw it at her shins. Sprock unable to catch it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings College basketball on the turnover. Turnover against the Dort College Defenders, and the Hastings College Broncos will bring it up. Brittany Wong across half court. Wong guarded there by Brookice. Goes right side Ragath. Ragath with it on the right wing. She comes out front to Statler. Statler beyond the old three-point line. Dumps it underneath Ragath. Ragath two-point basket is good. Kaylee Ragath with the two-point basket, and Hastings College has a 2-0 lead. Bone passes left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Cook. Baseline jumper for Sprock, and Sprock inserted into the starting lineup for Kayla Gasink, knocks down the two-point basket. So Brianna Sprock knocks down the 17-footer from the left baseline, ties it up at 2-2. Long with the basketball, Raggeth. Raggeth lets fly with a three. She hit it. She's got all 5 points for Hastings thus far. And the Dort College defenders trail 5-2. Raggeth with her season average already. She came in averaging 4.9 points per game. She's got five. Pass goes left side. Brookeyes trying to answer. Three, misses everything too strong. Cook saves it in, but right to Cammy Bruckman. Here comes Hastings. Off and running. Dort College retreating defensively. Down to the baseline. Nothing there for Wong. She brings it back out front. Reverses to Statler. Statler right side to Urich. Urich with the basketball on the right wing. She passes down low to Statler. Statler down to the baseline. Puts it up under pressure. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play. And I believe that's going to go against Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal, and for Jamie, that's foul number one. 17:09 left to play. First half of basketball. First free throw by Statler, hits the front of the iron and drops through. Another one on the way for Alicia Statler, 14.7 points per game average. She's the only player for Hastings averaging double digits. They've got a lot of players, though, averaging almost five or better points per game. Both free throws are good for Statler. And the Dort College defenders trail 7-2. Early going, right side pass comes over to Cook. Cook goes into the middle of the lane for Spronk. Ball deflected, picked up by Spronk. Strong move to the basket, loses the dribble out of bounds, but it's last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball, maintaining possession of it. 17 to shoot as they inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jamie Cook to throw it in, looking for Brookeyes, passed it up, instead goes out front for Bone. Bone with the basketball, looking inside for Van Dyke, now gets a ball screen. Bone crosses over out front, comes over to Spronk. She'll step into a three-pointer, good. Three-point basket for Brianna Spronk. She's got five, and the Dort College defenders trail 7-5. Bringing the basketball up is Bruckman. Bruckman left side over to Wong. Wong with it out front. Wong with it in between the circles. She passes right side, Urich. Urich with the basketball. Urich gives it up. Bruckman. Bruckman left side, Wong. Wong on the wing. Underneath it goes to Statler, and Statler is called for traveling. Coming over on the help defense was Van Dyke, and Van Dyke thought she was setting up to take a charge. Instead, the travel violation called on Statler. 16:20 left to go, first half. Dort College trailing 7-5, and Bone telegraphs the pass. It's taken away by Urich. Layup is good. Tanisha Urich with the two-point basket after the seal by Donnell, as Donnell Bone laid it out for her. Urich read the pass coming, and she was into the passing lane and off and running. Ball deflected on the entry pass intended for Jamie Cook. That time Brookeye's trying to find Cook inside, and it's tapped away by Statler. Hastings has it. Now Statler out front. Gives it underneath. Bruckman with a left hand. No good, but a foul called on Jamie Cook, and that's number two on Cook, and that's trouble for the defenders. Bailey Spencer will check into the basketball game for the Dort College defenders. Also checking in, Jessica Gelsman. We'll see Laurel Zwainer for Hastings College. Cammy Bruckman to the free throw line, where she's a 71% free throw shooter. Two on the way as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is good for Bruckman. Another one on the way. And the Broncos have a 10-5 lead. 15:45 left to play in the first half. Not a good start for the defenders. They've got to find a way to match Hastings point for point early. Last time they played, a little over a month ago. Second free throw no good by Bruckman. 10-5 our score. When they played in early January, Dort College just got worn down by Hastings' physicality, especially in the paint. Right side it goes Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk picks up her dribble. Comes back out front, Gelsman. Gelsman left side, Bone. Bone, Spencer. Spencer has a baseline jumper. Rims it in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops back out. Here's Zwainer over to Wong. Hastings off and running with it. Wong goes left side over to Bruckman. Bruckman goes down low for Statler. Statler has it stripped away. It's down on the floor. And Dort College is unable to maintain possession of it. Spronk falling out of bounds. Touched the basketball. And it will be Hastings basketball. Throwing it in will be Bruckman. Bruckman to trigger it. She's on the sideline in front of the Dort College bench. Hastings on their offensive end. Nearly 5 minutes into the basketball game, Hastings has a 10-5 lead. Pass comes right side, Urich. Urich on the floor, comes back out front, into the free throw lane, nothing there, back outside Wong, five to shoot. She puts it on the floor to the free throw line, kick out pass, three on the way for Bruckman, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Statler, ball kicked out of bounds, though, last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back, trailing 10-5, 14:54 left to go in the first half. Jessica Jelsma will walk it up for the defender. She takes it across half court. Jelsma on the right side, looking for the pass, gets it away, left side over to Bone. Bone back to Jelsma. Jelsma right side, it comes Spronk. Spronk underneath, intended for Van Dyke. It's tipped, picked up by Spronk, thrown into the backcourt. No, saved in by Jelsma. But Spencer unable to handle it. Now Wong puts the pressure on. Wong with the basketball on the left wing. She goes Bruckman. Bruckman underneath Zwainer in a pushing foul called on Dort College and Bailey Spencer. And Dort College, three team fouls. We apologize for the technical difficulties, but the one thing we can't do without yet is electricity. We can do a lot of things, but power bump here at Hastings College, and looks like we have things squared away. We apologize, and things have changed since we talked last. The Dort College Defenders trail the Hastings College Broncos 13-10 when we broke away. It was 10-5, or when we were broken away for us, basically. The Hastings College Broncos were up 10-5. Dort College has outscored them 5-3. And while I was trying to get hooked back up, I honestly don't know who scored those 5 points for the Dort College defenders. We'll try to sort it out. Hastings with the basketball. Bringing it up now is Frankie Peterson. Peterson passes it off to Wong. Wong with the ball. Wong has it on the right wing. Comes back over to Josie Schomp. Schomp out front. Peterson. Peterson at the free throw line. She comes back over to Melissa Thompson. Thompson with the basketball. Gives it up to Zwainer. Zwainer with the basketball. Zwainer gives it up. Peterson. Or pardon me. Schomp. Schomp with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-10. So back to a five-point difference for the Hastings College Broncos. Pass goes left side over to Van Dyke. And Van Dyke unable to track it down. And she tries to save it in. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Hastings College Broncos. One way or the other, it was going to be a turnover, either over and back or out of bounds, and the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holayerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. Hastings College basketball leading 15-10. Trying to sort out who scored for Dort College. I believe Elise Marish has a two-point basket to her credit. Now got 7 of the 10 points accounted for the defenders. Pass goes left side. Three-pointer on the way by Sophia McDermott. No good. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball back as the rebound goes out of bounds. Nothing quite as disconcerting as being 300 miles away from home, knowing no one's back at the KDCR studios, and we're out here on our own, and you lose electricity. But fortunately, we're able to get hooked back up. Pass goes down low, intended for Marish. Goes out of bounds, last touched by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball. Pressure to apply that time by Melissa Thompson for the Broncos. Jamie Cook will check into the basketball game. Checking out is Bailey Spencer. So Dort College has the well on defense now. McDermott will bring it up for the Broncos. McDermott has it in between the circles out front. She goes out front for Schomp. Schomp with the basketball into the corner. Peterson. Peterson down to the baseline, and she is cut off by Jamie Cook, and Jamie Cook has just picked up her third personal. Foul number 3 on Jamie Cook with 10:06 remaining in the half. And that's going to be it for Jamie Cook for a while. Brianna Spronk's going to check into the ballgame. Checking out is Jamie Cook. Hastings College, 10-pound the basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking for someone is McDermott. She drops it in for Statler. Statler back over to McDermott. McDermott on the left wing. McDermott comes back out front. Peterson. Peterson goes right side. Schomp. Schomp drops it down low, losing the basketball out of bounds, and it's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Melissa Thompson had it tipped away from her by Danelle Bone. New player checking in for Hastings will be Ragoth. Checking out will be Thompson for the Broncos. Hastings to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. McDermott throwing it in. McDermott throws it in over the top to Schomp. Schomp to Ragoth. Ragoth with the basketball. Ragoth on the right elbow of the lane. She comes back out front. McDermott. McDermott on the right wing. McDermott goes high post Statler. Statler turnaround from 10 is good. Alicia Statler with the 10-footer from straight on. Hastings leads at 17-10. We're midway through the first half. Right side with it is Brookice. Brookice goes over to Sprock. Sprock to Marish. Marish 10-footer off the iron. No good, but a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders and Caravan Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on Van Dyke. Team foul number five on the defenders. So Dort College trailing it 17-10. Hastings will walk the ball into the front court. With it on the right side is McDermott. McDermott swing pass over the top. Ball is loose. Peterson and Brookice collide going for the loose ball. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be McDermott. McDermott throws to a flashing Peterson. Peterson blocked on the play, but there to clean it up is Statler. Statler layup good. She's got six. Dort College trails 19-10. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Dort College defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 19-10. Dort College down by nine. 9:06 remaining in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College basketball, they pass left side over to Brookice. Brookice lobs it in for Marish. Marish turnaround from 12, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Statler. Statler outlets over to McDermott. McDermott comes left side. Josie Schomp, Schomp, Statler, Statler, right side Peterson. Peterson down to the baseline in traffic, puts it up, blocked out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Ball was last touched by the Hastings College Broncos. So Hastings College will play defense. Dort College will bring it up. They pass it over to Brookice. Brookice at the free throw line. Underneath intended for Marish. Another turnover. Ragoth comes up with it in her lap. Left side pass comes over to Peterson. Peterson on the wing. Peterson to Ragoth. Ragoth gives up to McDermott. McDermott right wing. 8-18 left to play in the first half. Lob pass goes inside. With it is Statler. Statler comes back over to Schomp. Schomp with it to McDermott. McDermott with it on the right wing. 8 to shoot. Ball deflected out, picked up by the defenders. Coming away with it, Dort College. Long pass into the front court, Van Dyke. Dort College needs a little run here. They're down 9. Shot on the way by Brookice. No good. Rebound, though, taken by Marish. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Ball pass down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke short, 10-footer. Good, left side. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. Dort College trailing 19-12. Well, it appears for all intents and purposes like Kayla Gasink will not play this evening. She's still on the bench. She is suited up. She was scratched from the starting lineup, but it appears that she will not be playing tonight. In case you're just joining us, pass comes outside. Three on the way by Schomp. No good. Rebound, Sprock, and we've got a foul on the play called against Hastings College. One's going to go on Frankie Peterson. Peterson whistled for the personal, her first. Spencer and Jelsma are in for the defenders. Joining Sprock, Van Dyke, and Bone. 7:25 and counting. First half, Dort College down 19-12. Pass comes right side, Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing, uses up her dribble. McDermott bothers her, gives it up Spencer. Spencer, two players around her. Comes back to Sprock. She shovels it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good. The assist to Sprock, the basket to Van Dyke. And the Dort College defenders trail by 5, 19-14. Lob pass underneath with it to Statler. Statler fires it up and down. She's got 8. And the Dort College defenders trail 21 2:14. Right side pass goes over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone comes back out front for Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, gets a ball screen, picks up her dribble, threw it away. It's taken away by Hastings and out of bounds. Last touch by the Broncos and Courtney Spawn. It'll be Dort College basketball. 6:36 left to play. Spawn got into the passing lane that time, read it, and was on her way to a layup before she kicked the ball out of bounds. Now the question is, was there a change of possession for a reset of the shot clock or not? Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. They will say there was no change of possession out front, so 17 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College inbounding the basketball. They get it into Bone. Bone with it across half court. Bone comes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk driving right side, dumps it off for Gelsma. Gelsma right baseline, used up for dribble. Comes back over to Spronk, tries to pass it underneath. It's taken away by Zwainer. Zwainer with the steal. Zwainer gives it away to Wong. Wong with it on the right wing. Wong comes back out front to Yurig. Yurig goes left side, Spawn. Spawn looking down low. She gives it up right side, Yurig. Yurig goes down low, Zwainer. Zwainer reverses it outside to Spawn. Spawn 15-footer, no good. Long rebound, though, taken away by Yurig. Yurig with the basketball. Hastings has it. They come over to Wong. Wong gives it up left side over to Spawn. Spawn dumps it down low for Yurig. Taken away by Gelsma. Dort College trails 21-14. Into the front court, Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left wing. Back over to Bone. Bone three, short, no good. Rebound off of the foot of Kara Van Dyke. Picked up by Yurig. Here comes Hastings. Hastings for the basketball, Spawn. Spawn on the right wing. She pulls it out beyond the three-point line. Picks it up, passes over to Wong. Wong gives it to Zwainer. Zwainer on the left elbow. Now Yurig. Yurig beyond the three-point line. Spawn, ball fake. Drives the lane, puts it up, right hand, left side, no good. Ball deflected out. It's down on the floor and loose, picked up by Spencer. Spencer to Gelsma. Gelsma gets around Yurig. Three-on-two break, Fordor College. Gelsma, Bone. Bone, left-hand layup, good. Danelle Bone with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 21-16. Left side pass comes over to Courtney Spawn. Spawn with the basketball, right side Wong looking down low. Instead, they dump it down. Now they go try to go down low. Williamson has it taken away. Dort College with a chance to cut into the five-point lead. Left side pass, Spronk. Spronk back over to Gelsma. Gelsma hesitates. Left-handed layup is good. Gelsma with the two-point basket. Dort College down three, 21-18. Hastings basketball, Wong. 4.5 left to go in the first half. Left side pass comes over to Spawn. Spawn gives it up underneath, intended for Williamson. It's tipped and controlled by the defenders. Dort College coming back the other way, trailing by three is Dort College. They go right side over to Gelsma. Gelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the free throw line. Comes right side to Spencer. Spencer reverses. Bone. Bone three. Good. Tie ball game 21-all. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone and the Dort College defenders force Hastings to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Broncos. Back with more after this. Hastings College with the basketball after it's tied up 21-21. 3:50 remaining. Pass goes into Statler. Statler kick out pass to Brockman. Dort College has come back from 19-10 down to tie it at 21-all. Hastings gives to Statler underneath, intended for Raggeth. Raggeth on the baseline, dumps it underneath for by Statler. Statler shot no good. Now jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. A quick jump ball that time. Didn't look like either player had possession of it by any means. But it was up over the head, and they call the jump ball. Dort College with the basketball. Right side pass. And get back outside Spencer. Spencer goes left side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone driving in, stripped of it on the way up, and she's going to shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Danelle Bone. Bone, a 65% free throw shooter. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 21-21 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bone misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second one on the way for Bone. 3:18 remaining in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Missed free throw by Bone. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Her shot no good. Now she's going to swing it back over to Bone. A three from the wing. This one's no good. Rebound taken away by Statler. Statler with the basketball. She gets it away to Wong. Wong into the front court. 2:58 and counting. Pass comes right side with the basketball is Tanisha Urig. Urig with it on the right wing. Urig comes back out front. We've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Hastings College and Ragath. Ragath whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number three. Beg your pardon, team foul number four now. 2:47 left to go in the half. Into the front court with it is Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone in between the circles out front. Danelle Bone passes right side over to Brookice. Brookice with it. Brookice passes over to Spronk. Spronk in between the circles out front. She comes right side Spencer. She'll step into a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound over the top of the backboard. Corralled by Statler in the backcourt. 2:20 and counting. First half. Hastings into the front court. Urig. Urig in between the circles. Urig picks up her dribble. She comes right side over to Wong. Wong with the basketball. Wong comes left side, Bruckman. Bruckman gives it into the corner, Urig. Urig with the basketball. Urig goes back to Statler. Statler with a left hand, strong move against Spencer. Her shot is good. Statler with 10 first half points, well on her way to her 14.7 points per game average. And the North College defenders trail 23-21. Marish in the lane. Her shot's off of the mark, no good. Elise Marish, I don't believe she's got a field goal yet to her credit. Been hampered inside those little mid-range jumpers. There's been somebody draped on her. Pass underneath Statler. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play. Help defense. The foul's going to go on Elise Marish, I believe. And Elise Marish whistled for the personal, her first. 23-21 Hastings, leading by two, 1:38 remaining. So Statler to the free throw line where she has made 77 of 104 free throws so far this season. And now 78 of 105. She's got another free throw coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Second free throw on the way for Statler is up and down. She's got 12 points. 25-21 our score. Pass comes right side with it. They go over to Spronk. Spronk down to the floor and a jump ball called, alternating possession. Bruckman forces the tie-up. So Cammie Bruckman forces the jump ball with Brianna Spronk. And the Hastings College Broncos will have it in the backcourt. 1:25 and counting, first half. Dort College trailing 25-21 Hastings on a 4-0 run right now. Out front Wong, pick and roll. They go underneath Ragath. Ragath layup good. Ragath with seven. And now an end line violation on the North College defenders on the inbounds pass. I didn't see exactly what happened as I was turning my head to follow the action up the floor. And it looks like Kara Van Dyke steps over the end line out of on the out of bounds play. And Hastings has a chance to build on the 6-point run. Ragath with it on the left elbow. Ragath looking down low for Bruckman. And we've got a foul on the play called on the North College defenders. No. It's going to go on Hastings and Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman whistled for the personal underneath. That is team foul number five on Hastings. North College with six fouls at this point, and we could have a situation where neither team makes the bonus. 1 minute remaining, first half. Pass right side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice out front, Spencer. Spencer with the basketball. She goes to the top of the key. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble. Comes back right side, Brookice. Brookice working against Urig. Picks up her dribble. Urig swipes it away. It's now down on the floor. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be North College basketball. 7 seconds on the shot clock. So North College will have to get it inbounded quickly. Or we'll have to get the shot up quickly after they inbound it. Spronk to throw it in near the 3-point line on the right baseline. Six now to shoot. Brooke Ice underneath Spencer. Spencer working against Statler. Puts it up. It's off of the bottom of the backboard. Hastings comes away with a rebound. Stolen away by Dort College on the other way out. Coming up with it is Spronk. Spronk right side, Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice will let fly with a three. No good, but there for the weak side rebound. And the putback is Bailey Spencer. Spencer with her first two tonight. Dort College trails 27-23. Into the front court is Wong. Wong on the right side has it tipped away by Brooke Ice out of bounds. It'll be will be Hastings basketball. Hastings will throw it in on the right side. Bruckman gets it in to Urich. Urich to Ragoth. Ragoth with the left hand. Her shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Statler. Statler's strong move in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Ragoth. Ragoth underneath. Her shot is good. 3 seconds left. Ragoth on the putback. She's got nine. And the defenders will go into the locker room down 29-23. Hastings closes the half on a 8-2 run, pulling away from a 21-21 tie to take a 29-23 lead at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Hastings College Broncos in women's basketball 29-23 on this Monday evening of basketball. Dort College trailed from the outset. We were tied at 2. Hastings went out to a 10-5 lead and eventually got up 19-10. Dort College clawed their way back with an 11-2 run to make it tied 21-21. Hastings, though, closes the half on an 8-2 advantage, and they go into the locker room up 29-23. Dort College led unofficially by Danelle Bone with 8 points, while the Hastings College Broncos topped unofficially by Alicia Statler with 12. Back with more at halftime right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Numbers look like this for the Dort College defenders. They are 10 of 25 from the floor for 40%, 3 for 8 on threes, 37.5%, 0 of 2 on free throws for 0%. For the Hastings College Broncos, 11 of 24 from the floor, 45.8%, 2 of 5 on threes, 40%, 5 for 6 on free throws for 83.3%. Hastings is out rebounding Dort College at halftime, 16-11, 4 offensive, 7 defensive for the defenders. Hastings, 5 offensive, 11 defensive. Turnovers, Dort College 11, Hastings with 10. Individually, Danelle Bone, 3 for 4 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes for 8 points, 5 points for Brianna Spronk, 4 points for Kara Van Dyke, 2 each for Jessica Jelsma, Elise Marish, and Bailey Spencer. For the Hastings College Broncos, Alicia Statler with 12, 9 for Kaylee Ragoth, 3 for Brittany Wong, 2 for Tanasia Urich, 2 for Josie Schump, and 1 for Cammy Brockman for their total of 29. Alicia Statler leads Hastings with 6 rebounds. Dort College is topped by Jessica Jelsma with 3 rebounds, 2 for Brianna Spronk. Danelle Bone, Brianna Spronk, and Bailey Spencer each have 2 assists for the defenders. For Hastings College, 2 assists for Brittany Wong. 7 players have 1 steal each for the Broncos. Dort College has a pair of players with 2 steals each. They are Brianna Spronk and Jessica Jelsma. 2 other players have 1 steal apiece. For the Dort College defenders, they're also a bit shorthanded this evening. Kayla Gaysink was a game-time decision to not start the contest. She's still in uniform, and through the first half, Dort College did not use her off of the bench in the first half. So it appears that in all likelihood, unless something changes, I would guess that she is not going to be playing this evening in this road game at Hastings College. With 2 games remaining this week, the defenders electing, it appears, to hold Kayla Gaysink out this evening. Game time decision with a bum ankle, and they'll save her for the Wednesday night contest at Mitchell, South Dakota at the Corn Palace. And hopefully have her for the Saturday game at home against the nationally ranked Concordia Bulldogs. Let's take another 2-minute break. Be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Door College Defenders trailing Hastings College at halftime, 29-23. The Door College Defenders trailing by six after tying it up at 21-21. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. A busy week ahead. The Door College Defenders on the road to Dakota Wesleyan and Mitchell on Wednesday night. Back at home for a Saturday contest against the Concordia Bulldogs. That'll be the regular season home finale for the Door College Defenders. That'll be a 2 and 4 o'clock start time on Saturday. 6 and 8 o'clock the start times from the Corn Palace on Wednesday night. One other doubleheader happening tonight in the conference. That's Concordia versus Northwestern up the road at Seward, Nebraska. If we get score updates on that one, we'll pass them along to you. At this point, I do not have a score update from that contest. Women's basketball from Saturday in the conference. Briarcliff over Mount Marty, 110-74. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan, 87-77. It was Midland over Dakota Wesleyan, 73-59. GPAC women's standings heading into play this week. Today in particular, Concordia is 13-2. Northwestern is 12-3. Northwestern's playing to try and pull Concordia back to the pack. Morningside is 14-3 with three games remaining. Briarcliff took a big step towards locking up at least the fourth spot with a win over Mount Marty on Saturday. They're now 11-5. Mount Marty's 9-7. Hastings 8-7. Doan is 7-9, Dakota Wesleyan 5-11, Door College 5-11, Nebraska Wesleyan 2-15, Midland is 2-15 as well. We're at halftime. Hastings leads Door College 29-23 in women's college basketball. Let's take a break and be back with more from Lynn Farrell Arena right after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Both teams out of the locker room as we get set for the second half of basketball. Door College trails 29-23. Defenders led in the first half by Danelle Bones, 8 points. Alicia Statler has 12 for the Broncos. Back with the second half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hastings College with the basketball to start the second half, leading 29-23. Hastings College to throw it in on the far sideline. That's Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman will trigger it into Brittany Wong, and Wong will bring it up. Wong against Brookice. Jamie Cook back on the floor for the defenders. She playing with three personal fouls. She was shut out in the first half offensively. She spent much of the first half on the bench with foul trouble. Hastings with the basketball, comes out front. With it on the left side is Bruckman. Bruckman to the top of the key, Wong. Wong driving in off the bottom of the backboard with her layup attempt. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook lays it out for Spronk. Spronk stops, puts it up, good. Two-point basket for Brianna Spronk. She's got seven, and the defenders back to within four at 29-25. Left side pass, Broncos, Ragoth. Ragoth with it, gives it up to Statler. Statler right side, Uhrig. Uhrig comes left side over to Bruckman. Bruckman with the basketball, 10 to shoot for the Broncos. She comes back over to Uhrig. Uhrig puts it on the floor, hesitates on the wing, drops it off for Statler. Statler layup is good. Alicia Statler with 14. Door College coaching staff calling for a carry on the wing. Thought Bruckman might have pinned it on her hip for just a moment, and I would be in agreement with that. Pass goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice in traffic, and she tries to stop and travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Hastings College Broncos. The Dort College turns it over. Hastings with a six-point lead, 18-40 remaining first in the ballgame. Hastings with the basketball. Wong gets a screen from Ragoff. Goes high post, Statler. Statler, free throw line, back outside Wong. Wong, long two. No, it's a three. Brittany Wong with 6 points. And the Broncos lead 34-25. Into the front court with the basketball as Bone. Bone with the left hand spins to the free throw line. Nothing there, Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes underneath Cook. Cook spinner in the lane, left hand layup good. Jamie Cook with her first 2 points today. Dort College trails 34-27. Well, when Dort College got behind in the first half, they managed to keep it close. They were able to cut into the difference. That was 9 at one point and got it back to tied. Bruckman into the lane, and we've got a hand check called on Brianna Spronk. Spronk whistled for the personal. So that's foul number one on Brianna Spronk. Hastings will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They look to get it in. They get it into Yurig. Yurig against Bone. Her off-balance shot off the heel. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Throws it long to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Off the glass. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair of free throws. Trying to bring it back to a five-point ball game. 34-27 our score, Dort College. Down 7, 17:46 remaining. Free throw on the way for Van Dyke is up and down. The sophomore from Edgerton, pretty sharp free throw shooter. She's got 5 points tonight, 88% free throw shooter, 51, make that 52 for 59 this season, now 53 for 60. She's got a half a dozen. Dort College trails 34-29, so Hastings tries to pull away. Dort College cuts into the lead again. Broncos with the basketball. Comes out front, Yurig. Yurig goes left side, Bruckman. Bruckman with it on the wing. Picks up her dribble, goes Ragoff. Short corner left side. Ball deflected out by Brookice. It'll last touch by the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball. Well, the Monday night for basketball in Hastings, Nebraska. Someone asked what kind of crowd I expected. I said, well, you don't have a lot to base it upon. Postponed contest. You just don't know what you're going to get for a crowd. So far, not many students in the arena. Shot by Statler underneath, no good. Fires it back out front for Wong, and Wong, pardon me, McDermott launches a long three, and it's no good. Off the side, off to the side of the iron, failed to draw iron, and the shot clock violation gives the ball back to the defenders. Dort College with the basketball out front. This is Bone. Bone with it. Ragoff jumps out to try and jam her. Comes back over to Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play, and Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot three. Statler got drawn out on the play, and she gets called for the foul on the play. Bob Morrissey calls the foul. A mix and match crew. This is not the crew we anticipated seeing from Saturday. Chris Rump is on the floor. Chuck Donnelly not. First free throw by Cook is up and good. Another one on the way for Jamie Cook. Trying to make it a two-point game eventually. Jamie Cook, another free throw. She's got four. 48 for 71 for the season, hovering around 70% for the year. And a third free throw on the way for Cook, trying to get three the hard way. This one's up. And good. 34-32. Dort College has responded to the Hastings run with a run of their own. They've scored seven in a row. Into the front court is McDermott. McDermott goes left side. Ball is taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke baseball pass over to Jamie Cook. Cook across half court. Traffic around her. Lets it clear. Gives it up Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Cook. Cook facing up. Drives in. And we've got a pushing foul called on Statler. And that's the matchup Dort College is going at right now. So Statler whistled for her second personal. Jamie Cook able to pull Statler away from the basket. And Cook will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to tie the game. First one's up and through. Another one on the way for Jamie Cook. Cook now 4-for-4 on free throws. 6 points, all of them coming in the second half. And that's foul number three, by the way, on Hastings College. And Alicia Statler, I don't believe that's correct. Lob pass goes down low, Zwainer. It's tipped and taken away by the Dort College defenders. Cook had her hands on that one. Here come the defenders, right side Jelsma. Still trying to figure out why there's three fouls up on the board for number 45. Driving in is Jelsma. Jelsma puts it up, and it's blocked by Zwainer. Zwainer comes away with it. Into the front court with the basketball is Hastings. McDermott. McDermott goes right side underneath, and we've got a foul called on Dort College and Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her second personal foul. Well, that's Dort College's number 45, Jamie Cook, who has three fouls, and we knew that going into the half. 16:05 left to play. Ball game. Dort College and Hastings tied 34-34 in women's basketball. Pass out front, Ragoff. She'll put up a three, rims it in and out, no good, and a foul called over the top. That's going to go on Courtney Spawn. It's foul number one on Spawn. Team foul number four on the Broncos in this half. And with 16:01 remaining in the game, Dort College a chance to take the first lead for them this evening. With it out front is Jelsma. Jelsma goes left side over to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook steps up. A three on the way. Off the rim twice. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings and Urich. Urich up to McDermott, and McDermott travels with it. Jelsma came up to try and draw the charge. McDermott didn't see her until it was too late, and she ended up traveling with the basketball. Broncos will send two new players back into the game. That's Wong and Schomp. Also checking in is Statler. And another new player, that's Melissa Thompson. They join Spawn on the floor. Looks like a zone defense applied here by Hastings. It'll be a 2-3. Jelsma with it up front. Now looks like a matchup, actually, as they match up on the perimeter players. Comes right side over to Spencer. Spencer with it on the wing. Comes back over to Bone. Bone underneath Jelsma. Two players around her. Gives it up. Cook. Cook reverses right side Spencer. Baseline jumper. Can't get it to go. And the rebound is taken away by Statler. Statler with the basketball. She gives it ahead to Spawn. Spawn on the left wing. Spawn gives it up over to Schomp. Schomp right side. Lob pass down low, Statler. Statler trying to bull her way to the basket, and we've got a foul called on Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has just picked up her third personal. Going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Alicia Statler. Statler 4-for-4 from the charity stripe already tonight. Her fifth and sixth free throw tries on the way. This one's up and good. Another one on the way for Statler. She's got 15. Ragoff has 9, and Wong has 6. That accounts for the bulk of the Hastings College offense. Second free throw is up and good. 36-34, Statler with 16. Dort College down a pair, 15 minutes left to go in the game. Out front is Jelsma. Jelsma on the right wing. Jelsma, nothing there, Spencer. Spencer comes back over to Cook. Cook goes to Marish. Marish underneath, intended for Spencer. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Marish inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marish looking, still looking. Gets it into Spencer. Spencer to Cook. Cook rifles it inside Marish. Faces up against Statler. Puts it on the floor. It's taken away by Thompson. As soon as Marish put the ball on the floor, Thompson dove down on the double team and took it away. Hastings back the other way. Wong on the wing. Dort College in a zone, it appears. Pass goes upside. Spawn. Spawn down to the baseline. Cut off by Marish. Hastings, Schomp, Schomp, Spawn, Spawn, left wing. Go Statler, high post. She's on the left elbow, guarded there by Cook. Cook playing with three personals. They come back over to Wong. Wong, two-point basket is good. She's got 8. 38-34, pair of unanswered, or should say four unanswered points for the Broncos. Two by free throw, two by field goal. Jelsma gives into the corner. Marish, 18 feet from the hoop, decides against it. Pass comes right side back over to Bone. Bone with it down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over for Spencer. It's taken away by Thompson. Thompson with a steal. The layup on the other end is up. No good. missed it. Rebound, though, taken away by Shaw. First shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook clears it out for the defenders. Backdoor College comes the other way, and Thompson with another steal. Thompson with her third steal in this sequence. Hastings has it back. Spawn on the left side. Spawn on the wing. Steps inside the three-point line. Thompson underneath Statler. Statler, layup good. Statler with 18. Hastings with 6 unanswered. And the Dort College defenders will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College basketball, Jelsma. Jelsma comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke fires it underneath Sprong. Sprong passes up the 10-foot baseline jumper, tries to reverse it back the other way, and it gets kicked out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Over on what I believe is the north end of the arena. Pass comes into Van Dyke. Van Dyke blocked by Statler. Rebound Statler. Pass into the front court. Wong. Wong layup. Missed it. No good there for the rebound, though, is Thompson. Thompson ties Jelsma up on the play. And a jump ball results, and Dort College has the basketball. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hild offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Jelsma throws it away. It's taken by Hastings. Coming up with it is Peterson. Peterson with a layup. Schomp with a two-point basket. Schomp with the steal and the bucket. And Hastings on an 8-0 run. 12:47 left to go in the ballgame. Jelsma with it out front, picks up her dribble, passes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke's pass is tipped out by Spawn, and Hastings has turned up the defensive pressure. Dort College, right now, unable to answer. Defenders will need to regroup. On the sideline is Jamie Cook. Checking into the ball game will be Danelle Bone. Dort College has 3 timeouts remaining. They trail by 8. Jessica Jelsma will check out of the basketball game. And they get the ball inbounded. Out front, they go left side over to Brookeis. Picks up her dribble, Van Dyke. Van Dyke will put up the long 17-footer. Wow, she was actually beyond the three-point line on the opposite wing. I didn't think she was, but they're going to give her 3. Dort College will take it. They trail 42-37. A three-point basket by Van Dyke. She's now got 9 points. Bronco basketball, Schomp. Schomp, right side, it goes to Wong. Wong on the wing. Wong working against Brookeis. Back it comes, left side over to Spawn. Spawn to Schomp. Schomp inside it goes. Turn around Statler. Statler dumps underneath Thompson. Kick out Spawn. 5 to shoot. She puts up a 3. Missed it off the front of the rebound. Rebound taken away by Thompson. Thompson dumps it underneath Statler. Statler gives it up Thompson. Thompson shot no good. Beg your pardon, Spawn shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. And Van Dyke is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Statler, I believe, and that's number 3 on her. No, they're going to give that one to Spawn instead, and that's number 2 on Spawn, so beg your pardon. Statler still only has 2. Zwainer checks into the contest. Statler will check out. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Trailing by 5, 42-37. Pass comes out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side, Brookeis. Brookeis back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives in, kick out. Bone, 3, no good. Rebound, Brookeis. Brookeis with the basketball. Brookeis with it out front, Bone with it in between the circles. She goes left side, Brookeis. Brookeis to Cook. Cook reverses it to Van Dyke. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke's pass, deflected, picked up by Schomp. Schomp the steal, driving in, stops, pops, off of the glass, good. Schomp with a two-point basket, she's got 6, and the defenders trail by 7 again, 44-37. Left side pass, Van Dyke, 11 minutes left to go in the half. That's in the ballgame, actually. Van Dyke has it stripped away, coming up with it is Wong. Wong with the basketball, she'll drive in and draws the contact. Foul's going to go on Brookeis, I believe. Brookeis whistled for the personal, her first. So Hastings will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hastings College with the basketball. With it on the right side is Brittany Wong. Wong on the wing. Wong goes left side. They get it over to Spawn. Spawn cut off. Give it underneath and a block shot by Van Dyke, but a foul called on Van Dyke. And Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her fourth personal, I believe. And with 10:33 left to go in the game, decision time for Craig Steensman. Not much of a decision. He looks down on the bench and summons Bailey Spencer into the ballgame. First free throw by Thompson, misses everything. That one failed to draw iron. Thompson, another free throw. 65% free throw shooter coming into the game. Measures that one out and misses it. Kicks it in and out. 44-37, Door College down 7. Into the front court with the basketball is Bone. Bone on the wing. Bone picks up her dribble, gets it away over to Brookice. Brookice with it. Right side Spencer. Spencer underneath Spronk. Spronk, 12-footer, right baseline, good. Brianna Spronk with 9. Door College trails 44-39. Door College hanging around, trying to give themselves a shot here in the final 10 minutes. Hastings basketball, Shump. Shump on the right wing. Spawn. Spawn left side. Wong. Wong with it on the wing. Gives it back out front. Spawn. Spawn. Shump. Shump. Right baseline cut off by Marish. Goes instead high post Thompson. Might have got away with a travel. Throws it against the backboard. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Laurel Zwainer. Zwainer, the 6'4 post player. Well, listed 6'3 actually. North College trails 46-39. She gets the offensive rebound and the putback. Spencer's passed down low, tipped and controlled by Spawn. And here comes Hastings back the other way. Into Lane Zwainer. Zwainer, the cutter, Thompson. Thompson's layup good. Thompson with a two-point basket. And the Broncos have taken a 48-39 lead. Back to a nine-point advantage. Matching the biggest lead of the ballgame for the Broncos. Dort College tied it up at 34-34. Since then, though, Hastings has outscored Dort College 12-5. Figure, pardon, 14-5 as it stands 48-39 right now. Pass goes in to Spencer, her 12-footer, left side of the lane, no good. And the Broncos have a chance to build on the lead. They're off and running. They can sense the urgency now as they're trying to build on a nine-point lead. Wong, right side, it goes Peterson down to the baseline, cut off, picks up her dribble, bounce pass down low, Statler reverses it back outside to Wong. Wong with the basketball on the wing. Wong back out front, Statler, 10 to shoot for the Broncos, 8:48 left to go in the game. Peterson has it on the right wing. She's going to drive, left hand, nothing there, dumps it underneath Thompson. Thompson dribbles it out of bounds, last touch by Hastings, it'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College, moments ago, they were down 5, 42-37, and it was 44-39 as well, but back-to-back buckets by the Broncos, and they're up by 9. Dort College has to cut into the lead again. Spencer will step out, 3 from the corner, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Jelsma, kick out Bone, Bone, Spencer, Spencer, right wing. Comes back over to Cook, Cook, ball fake, she drives, drops it off for Marish, Marish blocked by Statler, rebound Statler. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Broncos have it. Left side pass to Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Peterson comes back over to Shump. Shump with it. Right side Thompson. Thompson shot blocked, but a foul on the play. It's going to go on either Marish or Spencer. Foul goes on Dort College and Bailey Spencer. So free throws on the way. Thompson, left-handed free throw is up short, no good. She's 0 for 2 this evening, now 0 for 3. She's got another one on the way. A second free throw coming for Melissa Thompson. This one's up and good. She's now 1 for 4. She's got 3 points. Hastings has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 49-39, and Thompson will get a nice round of applause from the Hastings faithful. By the time all is said and done, I believe if they were tracking steals, she's going to have at least 4, possibly 5. Left side Spencer. Danelle Bone got poked in the eye. She comes off to the side holding her face, and now a foul on the rebound is going to go on Marish. Bone comes over to the sideline. Lost a contact lens. And Statler will go to the free throw line to shoot. So Statler with a pair on, with a one-and-one opportunity. She's got 18, a game-high 18, make it 19. Checking into the ball game, Spencer and Marish. On the floor for the defenders right now, trailing by 11, you've got Cook, Jelsma, Spronk, Van Dyke, and Bone. Both free throws made by the post player from Hastings, Statler. Statler now with 20, and the defenders trail by a dozen, 51-39. Cook, lob pass underneath for Spronk. Ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Cook on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cook gets it in, gets the return pass now. She spins into the lane. Shot in the lane, off of the rim, hangs there and drops through. Jamie Cook with 9 second-half points. She was bothered by foul trouble in the first half. She's managed to go the second half without picking up her fourth yet. Right side with it. They go underneath Peterson. Frankie Peterson with a two-point basket, her first of the night. And the defenders trail 53-41. 7-10 and counting, ball game. Dort College down a dozen. They've got to make a run. Poked away from behind. Bone was able to, well, Bone drove the lane and had it poked away from behind. Hastings gets the ball back on the jump ball. And with 7:01 remaining in regulation, Hastings has a 12-point lead and the basketball. Pass goes middle of the floor, McDermott. McDermott comes back over to Statler. Statler gives it up Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Peterson comes right side. Hastings basketball, Urich. Urich on the right wing. Urich passes into the lane, ball tipped and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it back over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk goes left side, Jelsma. Jelsma with it. Jelsma gives it up to Cook, down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, crossover move with the left hand, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Statler. And Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So free throws on the way for Van Dyke. First free throw is up and good. Van Dyke now with 10. Brooke Ice is in. Jelsma is out. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and no good. 10 points for Van Dyke. Dort College trails by 11, 53-42. 6:20 and counting, ball game. Hastings basketball. McDermott picks up her dribble. She goes high post. With the basketball is Ragoth. Ragoth into the lane. Crossover move. Nothing there. Kick out Urich. Urich on the wing. She puts up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Brookice in the corner. Brookice bothered by Peterson. They give it away to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone trying to press the issue. Had the numbers momentarily. Brookice steps in. Passes over to Cook. Cook gives it up left corner to Spronk. And Spronk's 10-footer from the baseline is good. Dort College trails 53-44. Loose basketball, it's tipped. Urich goes into the scorer's table trying to save it in. And the foul's going to go on Dort College and Brianna Spronk. So Dort College back to within single digits at 53-44. 5:48 left to play in this contest. So one and one opportunity here for Urich. It's team foul number 8 on the defenders. Urich, a 65% free throw shooter, missed that one. Rebound tipped and controlled by Spront. Dort College down 9. Off and running. Pass goes right side. Brookice. Brookice underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turnaround is good. Kara Van Dyke with a 2-point basket. She's got a dozen. Dort College back to within 7 at 53-46. So Dort College trying to piece together a run here in the late going. 5:25 and counting. Urich will bring it up the sideline. Uhrig with the basketball. Passes over to McDermott. McDermott will pull it out, set it up. Right side, Uhrig. Uhrig goes high post. Raggeth. Raggeth. Left side, Peterson. Peterson puts it on the floor. Stepping in is Cook. They give it back over to Raggeth. Raggeth's shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Statler. Statler with 22 as she goes up to get the offensive rebound and the putback. Dort College trails 55-46. Pass comes left side, Cook. Cook into the free throw lane. She'll put it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound Statler. Statler well over a double-double again this evening. She's averaging 8 rebounds per ball game, double-digit points as well, 14. And I'm almost certain she's got more than 10 rebounds this evening to go along with 22 points to lead all scorers. Lob pass down low. Raggeth with the lay-in good. Raggeth with 11. Dort College back down by 11, 57-46, 4:25 and counting. Dort College has 3 timeouts left. Driving is Brookice. Brookice against Uhrig. Lays it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings off and running. McDermott. McDermott on the left wing. McDermott picks up her dribble. She goes left side over to Peterson. Peterson drops it in underneath. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Spronk. Spronk wants to push the issue. Spronk into the front court. Peterson getting back with her, and she splits the defense. Layup is good by Brianna Spronk. She's got 13, and Dort College uses a timeout. One of those 3 timeouts remaining. Dort College trails 57-48. 3:59 left to play in the contest. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders a bucket moments ago to make it 57-48. Down by 9, that was Brianna Spronk splitting the defense and getting the lay-in. Brianna Spronk now with 13 unofficially. And as we resume action, Dort College will show full court pressure defense. 2 players in the at the free throw line in the defensive are in the offensive end of the floor. The other 3 at midcourt. So Brookice and Bone well up on the play. They'll try to trap Peterson. Peterson picks up her dribble, passes Zwainer. Zwainer gives it up right side and get it over to Schomp. Over the top, pass Thompson. Thompson throws it back over for Peterson. Hastings will try to milk the clock. 15 to shoot. 3:40 remaining. Right side pass, Schomp on the wing beyond the three-point line. Looking for Peterson. Instead, back out front, McDermott. McDermott, 3, no good. Off the rim. Rebound, though, tipped and controlled finally by Thompson. Thompson with a left hand up and good. Melissa Thompson with 5. Dort College trails 59-48. Dort College got a missed shot, but they couldn't corral the rebound. Now Hastings is on defense, leading by 11. Pass goes left side. Spronk, 3, good. Brianna Spronk with the 3-point basket. She's got 16. Dort College trails 59-51. Still within striking distance. They need some stops, though. 3 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Dort College down 8. Peterson gives it up to Zwainer. Zwainer with the basketball. Zwainer gives it up. Schomp. Schomp at half court. Back over to Zwainer. Zwainer over the top to McDermott. 15 to shoot for the Broncos. They go right side. Schomp. Schomp on the right wing. Schomp picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Peterson comes back. Right side. Schomp. Schomp. Free throw line. Back over to McDermott. Another 3 on the. That one's good. McDermott with her first points of the day, according to my count. Dort College trails 62-51, 2:25 and counting. Left side, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma out front. Dort College down 11. Jelsma spinning against Peterson, puts it up. It's blocked out of bounds. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jamie Cook will check into the ballgame. Marish will check out. Inbounding will be Jamie Cook. Cook left side of the lane as we face the hoop. She will check into the ballgame. Dort College down 11, 2:15 remaining. So time running down on the defenders' hopes here. Spronk puts it up on the baseline block. Rebound Statler. Thompson with a block shot. Here comes Hastings back the other way, and they can run more clock. 2:05 remaining. Statler holds it out front. She gives it over to Schomp. Schomp with the basketball. Schomp on the right wing. Schomp picks up her dribble. She goes right side back over to Thompson. Thompson with the ball. Thompson gives it up. McDermott. McDermott at the top of the key. Lob pass down low. Statler. Layup good. 24 for Statler. 64 to 51. Dort College down 13. 138 and counting. Ball game. Dort College down to Baker's dozen. They go high post to Cook. Cook gets the step. Lays it up. Right side good. Jamie Cook with 11. You like to think maybe this game would have been a little different if Cook hadn't been saddled with those three fouls in the first half. McDermott with the basketball on the right side, guarded by Bowen. 120 remaining. Dort College down 11. Hastings with the basketball. They pass it right side, Schomp. Schomp with it on the wing. Schomp, spin move down to the baseline. Picks up her dribble, lob pass against Statler. Dort College has no one to match up with her. She misses the shot, though. It was blocked from behind. 1 minute remaining. Dort College needs buckets, and they need them quickly. Right side is Cook. Cook splitting the defense. Layup with the right hand, good. Jamie Cook with 13 second half points, and the Dort College defenders will use a timeout. 56.7 seconds remaining. Dort College down 9. Back with more after this. Hastings 64, Dort College 55. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Long pass over the top, McDermott on the breakaway. Bone bothers her, not enough. Shot is good. McDermott with 5 points, and the defenders trail 66-53. Hastings is going to win, or pardon me, 66-55. It looks like Hastings is going to hang on and win this one, unless Dort College pulls off a monumental comeback now. 35 seconds. Shot no good by Spronk on the perimeter. Rebound Gelsma. Gelsma reverse layup. No good. Rebound Thompson, and Dort College commits a foul. 27.4 seconds remaining. Free throws on the way for the Broncos. And it appears Dort College will not get into the bonus situation. Hastings with 6 fouls on their side of the ledger. Dort College with 9. So bonus time for Melissa Thompson. Thompson shooting her 5th and 6th free throws. Actually a 1 in the bonus. Van Dyke will check out of the ballgame. Marish is in. Dort College down 11. Fought back, but not enough left. Thompson makes the free throw. Thompson with 6 points. She was a defensive spark plug, though, for Hastings. Hastings by a dozen. Thompson's second free throw, no good. Hastings leads 67-55. Dort College back the other way, 20 seconds now. Out front with it is Spronk. Spronk gives it up right side, Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice out front. Back over to Spronk. Spronk, three from the wing, good. Three-point basket by Brianna Spronk. Spronk with her third three tonight. Dort College trails 67-58. Ball is inbounded to Schomp, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Hastings 67, Dort College 58. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 67-58 after trailing 29-23 at halftime. Dort College fought back to tie it up at 34-34. They were as close as 5 relatively late in the ball game. That was at 44-39, and were as close as 7. Beg your pardon, 8 at 59-51. Hastings, though, hangs on for the 9-point victory, 67-58. Dort College led in scoring tonight by Brianna Spronk, 19 points. She started in place of Kayla Gasink this evening. Hastings College led by Alicia Stadler. She had 24 points, and we knew going in that she was going to be a tough matchup for the defenders, and that proved to be the case again this evening as she ends up with 24 points, and I would imagine well into double digits with rebounds as well, and she had 4 or 5 assists. She was a very difficult matchup for the defenders this evening. Dort College also not helped by the fact that Jamie Cook had 3 fouls in the first half, spent much of the first half on the bench. She ends up with 13 second-half points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma will be making his way out of the locker room shortly for the Wireless World postgame show. We've got men's basketball coming up as well in about 25 minutes, so let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Wireless World postgame show. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Before we get to the numbers, we will visit with Coach Craig Steensma so he can take care of the women and their post-game needs. The Dort College defenders lose 67-58. Just a quick glance at the numbers. Dort College shot 45% from the floor. Rebounded slightly, 29-26. 21 turnovers, a few too many, especially in the second half when they were trying to make a run back at them, especially when you factor in that 15 of those 21 turnovers resulted from Hastings College steals. Coach, your team did a lot of good things this evening, but in the end, those defensively Hastings forced you into some turnovers with steals, and that resulted in transition opportunities for the Broncos, and you couldn't quite turn the corner in the second half.
Yeah, we talked about how important that was, you know, we needed to battle for 40 minutes as hard as we could defensively, and I thought we did that. But when you give them a few free points, you know, that can be the difference. And, you know, just the 21 turnovers, a lot of it was a result of just aggressiveness and trying to attack them, especially in the second half. It's disappointing, you know. They're obviously an excellent team, and Statler just really did a great job. They were patient when they needed to be, and you know, I think when we tied the game and made a run at them, we needed to do a better job of taking care of the ball the next couple possessions, because we just relaxed a little bit, and all of a sudden it was back up to 4 or 6 points, just like that. You know, especially on the road, you really need to do a better job of that. We'll have to battle just as hard as we did tonight on Wednesday. You know, they have a chance up there at the Corn Palace.
Taking a look at some numbers, Brianna Sprunk, 19 points, 8 of 13 from the floor. She ends up inserted into the starting lineup for Kayla Gasink, who wasn't full strength for this evening's contest. You elected not to use her. Brianna Sprunk responded with one of her better games offensively this evening.
Yeah, she really did. You know, she hustles so much, and she rebounds so well. We love to have her out there, you know, and she just got to be able to manage the turnover thing. And if she can do that, she can give us great minutes, and she did tonight. She really led us in effort, and, you know, I just thought our captains did a great job leading us in effort tonight. Bailey gave us some important minutes as well. You know, unfortunately not, you know, it wasn't enough in the end. And I give Hastings credit. They're a very, very good team here, and you know, they compete hard as well, and they work really hard, and we're able to get a lot done inside.
Could have been a different ball game if Jamie Cook doesn't pick up three fouls in the first half. That changed the complexion of the first half dramatically, especially in the role that she's become, right, where you run so much through her.
Right, especially, you know, in a 2-3 matchup zone, she becomes, you know, our most crucial, our most important player, just in terms of ball movement and working through her. And yeah, we pretty much didn't have her the whole first half. I know she played a couple minutes. She had two fouls. We inserted her back in, and that possession, you know, she picked up her third, had to come right back out. So, you know, that's just how it is. And other people responded, but it was, you know, it's hard to have Kayla Gasink and Jamie both, you know, for most of the first half not being in there.
Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday amounts to a playoff game for your team. If you have any hopes of making playoffs, that's one you've got to get.
Right, it is. You know, it's to explain that to those listening out there, we're tied with them. So the winner would have a one-game lead, but the winner would also have a tiebreaker. So in essence, it's worth two games. You know, one night worth two games to the winner. So it is critical. It's a playoff game for us, and we're going to treat it as such. You know, we need to come out ready to go and come out attacking on Wednesday.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate your coverage.
That's Coach Craig Steensma on the Wireless World post-game show. Let's take a look at the numbers then for tonight's basketball game. Dort College, 22 of 49 from the floor, 44.9%. They made 50% of their shots in the second half. Dort College was 6 of 13 from the three-point line, 8 of 11 on free throws, just didn't get there enough. Hastings, 26 of 53 from the floor, 49.1%, 4 of 11 on threes, 36.4%, 11 of 14 on free throws, 64.7%. Rebounds, Hastings 29, Dort College 26, turnovers, Dort 21, Hastings 14, steals, Hastings 15, Dort College 8. Brianna Sprunk, 19 points for the defenders, 8 of 13 from the floor, including 3 for 3 on three-pointers. 13 points for Jamie Cook, all of them in the second half. She was 4 for 6 from the deck, 5 for 5 on free throws. 12 points for Kara Van Dyke, 8 points for Danelle Bone. Jessica Jelsma, Elise Marish, and Bailey Spencer had 2 points each. For the Hastings College Broncos, Alicia Statler, 8 for 14 from the floor, 8 of 8 on free throws. She ends up with 24 points. Kaylee Raggeth, 11 points. 8 for Brittany Wong. 6 for Melissa Thompson. 6 for Josie Shump. 5 for Sophia McDermott. 2 for Tanasia Yurig. 1 for Cami Bruckman for their total of 67 points. Rebounds. Brianna Spronk had 7 to lead the defenders. 4 for Jessica Jelsma. 3 for Jamie Cook. No one else with more than 2 for Hastings. Alicia Statler, 12 rebounds, 6 offensive, 6 defensive. 4 for Cami Bruckman. 3 for Tanasia Yurig. And 3 each for Melissa Thompson and Laurel Zwiener. 3 assists for Statler. 2 assists for Zwiener. Thompson had 4 steals. Josie Schomp credited with 3. Nord College had 4 players with 2 steals each. They were Bone, Van Dyke, Cook, and Jelsma. Assists, Jamie Cook had 2. Brianna Spronk had 3. Bailey Spencer credited with 3. By the way, Alicia Statler had 2 blocked shots for the Broncos. Nord College falls to 10-15, 5-12 in the conference. Hastings 16-8, and 9-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So we can pencil in this result for our standings. Hastings 67, Nord College 58. Hastings moves to 9-7. They're tied with Mount Marty for fifth place, while the Nord College defenders drop to 5-12 with 3 games remaining, 2 of them on the road against Dakota Wesleyan and Doan, respectively, sandwiched around a weekend contest this Saturday at home against Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this.